from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A confrontational night in presidential politics. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton faced off late Sunday for the second of three presidential debates before the November 8th election. Political observers are expounding today on the incendiary nature of the subject matter, which included sordid videos demeaning women and accusations of abuse by former President Bill Clinton. As the two candidates got down to the real issues, it revealed stark contrasts in the thinking of the two. For instance, here when regarding the status of Muslim Americans here in the U.S.
It is important for us as a policy, not to say, as Donald has said, we're going to ban people based on a religion. How do you do that? We are a country founded on religious freedom and liberty. How do we do what he has advocated without causing great distress within our own country?
And then Donald Trump explained his vision.
There is a problem. Whether we like it or not, and we can be very politically correct, but whether we like it or not, there is a problem. And we have to be sure that Muslims come in and report when they see something going on.
During the debate, Clinton and Trump also clashed over terrorism and health care. A Syrian man arrested Monday in Germany for allegedly planning a bomb attack is, according to police, probably linked to the Islamic State group. The 22-year-old Syrian refugee Jaber al-Bakr was recognized by three Syrians with whom he sought refuge. They then tied him up and contacted police. Court officials said the three held al-Bakr in the apartment in the city of Leipzig. One of them brought a photo to a local police station, which led to the arrest. This is VOA News. Thousands of marchers, including Abdel Karim al-Matari, took to the streets of Yemen's capital to protest an apparent Saudi-led coalition airstrike that killed more than 140 people, including prominent pro-Iranian Houthi officials, at a funeral on Saturday. Hundreds were wounded. Al-Matari denounced what he called the silence of the UN about the attack. Riyadh has launched an investigation into what they called a regrettable and painful attack. Australian National University analyst Amin Saikal called for a change in Saudi's tactics.
I think it's about time that Saudi Arabia should revise its policy and particularly its military operations towards Yemen.
In the meantime, the U.S. Navy says two missiles were fired today from rebel-held territory in Yemen. Nigerian security agents have seized hundreds of thousands of dollars and rounded up several senior judges as part of an anti-corruption drive launched by the government of President Muhammadu Buhari. The raids occurred following the allegations that the judges had received bribes. The Nigerian Bar Association denounced the raids as part of a Gestapo-style operation. 10 Turkish soldiers and 8 civilians were killed when suspected Kurdish militants detonated a car bomb outside of a military checkpoint in Hakkari province in southeast Turkey. Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim placed the blame on the Kurdistan Workers' Party for the suicide attack. The World Health Organization warned in a report released today that the Zika virus is expected to spread in the Asia-Pacific region. The report comes as hundreds of cases have been reported in Singapore and two babies in Thailand have been diagnosed with the Zika-linked microcephaly. The WHO report released at the annual regional meeting in Manila said the virus was highly likely to further spread in the region, which includes China, Japan, Australia, the most Southeast Asian nations, and the Pacific Islands. The director for health security and emergency at WHO's Western Pacific Regional Office said the Zika symptoms are mild and no deaths have been reported globally. South Korean electronics giant Samsung says it is in the process of adjusting production volumes on its Galaxy Note 7 smartphone to ensure that the phones are safe and that their batteries will not overheat and catch on fire. Earlier today, the South Korean news agency quoted an unnamed Samsung supplier as saying that the conglomerate had suspended production of the phones in cooperation with consumer safety regulators from South Korea. The Note 7 recall and Samsung's handling of incidents have left the company facing its biggest crisis in years. For more on this story and all our stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.